starting a new sugya. It'll take us a little bit of time to get through this fully, but it's sugya is really broken up into sections and into segments. We'll do one segment. So the Gemara in Daf Chof Med Beis says as follows: Boy minei Rav of me Rav Nachman, kasav lo get al tashel zav amar la hiskabli giti viskabla ksuvaseich mau. So amar lein hiskabli gitav and hiskabla ksuvasa. So it's going to work. Eisven. My sakash is kabli gitek vashar luxubase. Nis kabli gita vashar luxubasa. Time di kashar. Halekashar. Lo. It says no. Hu adin afagav de lekashar. The hokom ashmalon de afagav de ikashar. I amala in I lo lo. My taima avira de me gilta. So basically, the Gemara is telling us right now that in principle, you're allowed to double dip. You can go ahead and take a document, a tas, that is serving as a get and a ksuba, and it will serve in both veins. And that's true even if there is no shar. Even if there is no shar. And the chiddush that the second brice is brought, that if there is a shar, so then it's not implicit. Even though there's a shar, it's not implicit that the shar is also going to serve as a ksuba. You have to make that clear, because if you don't make it overtly clear, then she's just going to assume that the shar is just a marginal aspect of the get, but it is not a separate independent entity, and only if you explicate will that be a thing. And then the Gemara cites,
I think when the top line says bottom line.
The answer is yes. There's no margin.
That's why it doesn't have to be.
There's no margin. Have you ever, I'm a miserly person, so when I used to, back in the day, take notes, right? I don't want to talk about this. Tan Rabban. No. I know.
No, now I said out loud.
I know. I continue to be.
What does that mean?
Okay, Tan Rabban.
It works with God to start when he specifies, right? Only when he specifies. Just one
thing. When there's a shar and he specifies, then the shar can serve as a ksuba. Also, Tan Rabban. You know, certainly. Certainly. Tan Rabban. Hareza gitek v'niyar sheli, eina migureshes. Why not? So Rashi explains, if you're retaining the niyar, ainim egureshes, the kevin daniyar shalom lo nasan lo klum, dem nimtzu osios porchos ba'avir. So if you retain the niyar, that's not called a nesina, and therefore it is ineffective. And finally, amenas shetachzir li es haniyar harezim egureshes. The Gemara makes a distinction between amenas and amenas shetachzir li. And Hanir Shali. If it's Amenas Shetachzirli, it's okay. If it's Nir Shali, it's not okay. Now, I'm just going to sneak preview you for a second. There's a Gemara that Ayin Heim and Aleph, which is at the end of your Mamakomas, which none of you got to today. And that Gemara is basically asking a very, very fundamental question. And that is, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why is it that if I retain the Nir, and the Nir is Shali, then Einem Egreshes? If it's Amenas Shetachzirli, Migureshes. Now you take that as face value. You see it, Rashi, it says Matarman Asahaz and all that, everything is fine and good with the world. It's not fine and good with the world. And the Gemara is going to spend a page on Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph bothered by why there should be a halachic difference. And the Gemara is going to say some radically fascinating answers. So we're going to have that discussion. We're going to do that, but not the papier.
So on that, so in Almanas, then they can use it.
Topic of Almanas Lahazir, yes.
But I'm saying in Sukkah, that's the case, right?
Okay. T4.
I'm asking. No. So my shaila is halacha lemaisa, if somebody is borrowing Almanas, destroyed. Because it's borrowed almanas, but it's really theirs when they own it, who's chayim to pay?
Right, so mikra din, it's yours.
So you wouldn't have to pay.
Right. Okay, Ravosa, let's focus here. Let's focus here. Ravosa, what is the chidush? Or what is the havamina? There's an implicit havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't speak and say things wantonly. The Gemara tells us this din, that he give her a get al hatas shel zav, and it works for both the ksuva and for the get. There is a havamina that perhaps it should not work. Komashmalan, it does work. So what is the havamina? That if you give her a get al hatas shel zav, and you want it to effectively be a ksuva as well, what's the havamina that it does not work, according to Rashi? Yeah, Isaac?
letters, I mean the paper slash plate under the letters themselves, the ksuba, not the guest. So therefore the letters are in the...
No, that's not what Rashi says. More or less. Okay. In other words, says Rashi. Rashi says Mefurish. Rashi says the Havmina is you're not allowed to double dip. The Havmina is that the get must be given exclusively as a get. It cannot be entangled with other aspects. And as a result, it must be, and the Rambam has this as well in Perek Yud of Hilchos Gerushin, I believe, where it has to be given Bitoras Gerushin. Here, this get is entangled. Look at Rashi, like a Sharlo. The Makom get, boy le meis la matana gemura mishum gerushin. Velo le shein piraon dichsivinasan. The Havmina is that the get must be unentangled with other legal matters. It has to be crystal clear what it's all about. The second you go ahead and entangle it, it becomes perhaps plagued with vagaries, and as a result, perhaps it's not going to be a get. This is Rashi. Kamash malan, that it does work. In fact, this is perhaps echoed. You might recall a sugya in Maseches Gittin Daf Ayin Ches, I believe, or thereabouts, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, he gives it to her as a shtarchov, and now he says, oh, by the way, it's a get. And the Mishnah questions whether that is valid. Again, the same idea. Once it's plagued with a certain inherent vagueness, because it has other things going on, perhaps it's not a get. That is the mahalach of Rashi in the sugya.
It doesn't work.
Kamash malan, it works. In other words, there's a habit to say it doesn't work because it's entangled. Kamash malan, that it's going to work. And that's the Chiddush. The Rashba has a different Chiddush, a slightly different Chiddush. And the Rashba, what the Rashba does is the Rashba intersperses the next sugya with this sugya. What was the Chiddush of the case of Hanir Shali, that he gives her a get? Hareza Gite Banir Shali and Eina Megureshes. What's the pshat? So Rashi told us the pshat over there is because in such a case, the Nimtzu Osios Parchos Ba'avir. The letters are considered to be floating in the air. What does that mean? What's Rashi really say? The letters. What is the substance of the get?
The
substance of the get is the letters. But the form of the get must be a document. What halacha teaches us documents? Sefer. It must be a sefer krisus. That means, sefer means letters must be anchored to a something. And if letters are not anchored to a something, there's a chisaron in the maisa nesina. You have to give her a sefer. Letters that are anchored, if the letters are hovering, there is a chisar. And therefore, if you're not delivering the niyar as well, you're just delivering letters, that is a chisar of sefer, that's a chisar of nesina, no good. Argues the Rashba. The Rashba says that the resha, our sugya, is plagued by the same problem. Why is our sugya, the beginning of the Gemara, plagued by the same problem? When you go ahead and give her a get, and this get is serving as a get and a ksuva. It's a tashel zav, which is serving as a get and a ksuva. So what part of this entity is serving as the ksuva?
The gold.
The plate is serving as the ksuva. Says the Rashba, if the plate is serving as the ksuva, then what is serving as the get?
The letters.
And now the letters are reduced to the same exact problem of osios, porchos, ba'avi. So says the Rashba, what is the chidush? What's the habni that we thought this would not be good? The habni is that this is once again osios, porchos, ba'avir. Osios, porchos, ba'avir is not going to be good. And I just want to make a comment over here. Is that the tsushtel that the Rashba is making between Hareza Gitek Vanir Shali and the case of Ksuva? Is it, you disagree with the Rashba? Could you reasonably take a different position? Are the cases directly equivalent?
Yeah! Oh, because, I mean, that's simply just that. The difference is, she's getting all things.
Okay, first of all, perhaps the requirement is that she has to receive the letters and the surface upon which the letters rest. Is she getting that in the Ksuva case? Is she getting that in the case where Hania Shirley?
No.
So it's a different type of, in other words, the Rashba is giving us a chiddush by transplanting that problem into this case. He's telling us a chiddush that once the ksuva, well, once the tas is serving as ksuva, even though she's getting that service, she's receiving it, but once she's receiving it b'toras ksuva, so that means she's not receiving it b'toras get, which means that the osios are now porchos ba'avir. That is the argument of the... One second. He's citing a different reason. Now, at the end of the day, what's the Rashba's maskana? How does the Rashba conclude the piece? Yes, Rory? She's mochel on the ksuva. In other words, does the Rashba accept this havamina lemaskana?
Yes, he does.
No, you're not. Does the Rashba accept his havamina lemaskana? He's saying lemaskana. Is she receiving a ksuva?
Yes. No. That's
is
yes.
She?
Yes.
No, is she receiving the tas b'toras ksuva?
No.
She's not receiving the tas b'toras ksuva. Says the Rashba. What is she effectively doing with this tas? She's mochel on the ksuva. Now, at the end of the day, she doesn't really care. Why not? Because she's getting the same value. The same money is coming her way, but on a halachic level. It's ki'ilu. She's mocheles on the ksuva. Once she is mocheles on the ksuva, then what? Then what is this tas? It's pure get. And once it's pure get, where are these letters anchored? They're anchored on the get. And as a result, it is not plagued by the problem of osios porchos ba'av.
So
that
she's not giving up her ksuva entirely, just in regards to the tas.
What?
She's not giving up her ketuva.
She's getting her value. But al pidin, she's mocheles on the ksuva, meaning so she's not receiving the tas b'toras ksuva, she's receiving the tas b'toras get. She's good with that because at the end of the day, what does she care about? She cares about the gold, and she's getting the gold, but she's getting the gold in the get and not in this bifurcated entity called get ksuva. It's not ksuva.
So semantics that aren't semantics.
That's right. Okay. That's right. In other words, at the end of the day, she's getting what she wants.
So she doesn't care what it's called.
Correct. Mr. Kimmel! Is there another way to learn of Hanir Shali that has nothing to do with the way his Sios Porchos Ba'avir? If you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam adds three magical words. The Rambam says, when you give a get, why not? Because ein ze krisus. That is not called a krisus. Is he saying anything about osios porchos ba'avir?
Nope.
Nothing about osios porchos ba'avir. So what exactly is his issue? So I think the simple understanding of the Rambam's position is osios porchos ba'avir means what? What does it mean? I'm sorry. Ein zeh krisus means what? What does the get, what must a get accomplish?
Severance.
It must accomplish severance. As long as there is entanglement between the ish and the isha post delivery of the get, it is not considered to be a krisus. So whose paper is it? Tis. Whose letters are they? So who owns the paper? Well, he owns the paper.
The document, right?
He owns the paper. She owns the so-called letters, but it's on his
paper.
It's on his paper. And as a result, whose get is it? It's his and it's hers. So they are still
entangled.
If they're still entangled, ain't no get. Analogous to the case that we had earlier. He throws her a get with a string attached. Did she receive the get? Yes, but as long as he can pull it back to him, he is still entangled with her in this document. Ain't no get. That is how the Rambam understands this sugya, in which case the ksuva discussion is a separate topic, is a separate discussion. In other words, what the Rashba did is he entangled these two sugyas. He said these two sugyas are both sugyas of osios porchos ba'avir. Says the Rambam, no. These are two separate and distinct sugyas. The sugya of Hanir Shali is an issue of entanglement, is an issue in a chisar in the krisus. Whereas the case of the ksuva is, you can't go ahead and double dip. You can't use a single document for a single thing for two separate items, and they two have nothing to do with each other. As an aside, just get this point down as an aside. It's an aside, but it's an important aside. Why do you think the Rambam did not go with Rashi? Why did the Rambam not go with Osios Porchos Ba'avir? So what's the next piece of Gemara? What's the next piece of Gemara? The next piece of Gemara has this very, very funky case, which is very fascinating, where the husband says, yeah, here's the get, and I am retaining for myself what? I'm retaining for myself in between the lines, in between the words. Now, the Gemara says, hey, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. Multiple svarim, this and that. According to the Rambam, do you understand why that could be a problem? It ends at krisis. Because at the end of the day, this is a unified
document.
If I, the husband, own the white part of the document, and she owns the black part of the document, the ink part of the document, so we are still, there's a chisaron in the krisis. We are still entangled in this piece of paper. Did I deliver it to her fully?
Gave it there.
I didn't, because I own
part of
the paper. So therefore, I did not deliver it to her fully. There's a chisaron in the creases. We are still entangled. According to Rashi, what was the problem with Hanir Shali? It was Porchos Ba'avir, which means the letters must be what? They must be anchored. They must be attached to the paper. So according to Rashi, are they attached to the paper?
Yeah.
In other words, the letters are on the paper that is underneath those letters. And who owns those that part of the paper?
Which part?
That's under the letters.
She does.
Wait. That's under the letters.
Oh, but in between the lines is...
That's under the letters she owns. And therefore, is it Osios Porchos Ba'avir?
No.
It is not. And therefore, according to Rashi, it ought to work. Yet the Gemara questions that possibility. So again, perhaps that is what geared the Ram in his direction. By the way, did you see the Ritva? How did the Ritva learn? Like Rashi, like the Rambam?
Like the Rambam.
Well, no, I'm sorry. He brings Inami. He quotes both Shitas. He quotes the Rambam. He says Ein Zekrisus. Then he says Inami. Osios Porchos Ba'avir. So he presents both ideas. Okay, that's the Akdama. I want to get into the Rashi.
Can I make a comment?
Aaron Bolz.
So he's not even dealing with the talk specifically about the get.
Who?
Rambam.
Yes.
He's saying that, this feels like a problem not specifically within our case, but overall.
It's a global problem which he's applying to this particular case.
So it's not specifically in our case between the toss and regards to the gold plate, saying in regards to any document that he gives the wife as a get, because she owns the letters and he owns the paper, he owns the document, or the paper that it's being written on.
Okay.
Confirmation.
The Rambam's entanglement case is a case of the Nir Shali. Hanir Shali.
So it's not
Tomatsu. Correct. Okay, yes.
So based on the Rambam, if that's really how the Rambam wants to share in this case, then two questions. Why didn't the Gemara say it in the Krisis? And why
he didn't say anything. It says Hanir Shali. It didn't say, but again, all it says, again, it's not a kash. It just gave you a din.
Kash.
Hareze Giteh, Hanir Shali, and a Mikoresh.
So not that part, the next part, with the lines and stuff.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah, but I said that Rambam understands that as krisos.
I'm saying that according to the Rambam, you could understand the flow of the Gemara. That's all I'm saying.
But then also, why would this not be krisos?
Why would
she's
not?
She's keeping the letter, the paper multiple, under the letters.
Because
he never gave her the paper between the letters. He only gave her the paper under the letters.
Right, but the question is, since he owns half of the page.
But he doesn't.
He's
not giving them.
I know, that's the point. It's a unitary document.
If I were to have a cutout, just a stomp cutout, it's a
unitary document, and he is returning part of it.
If I were to give somebody a cutout paper with perfectly cut out for the letters of the get, and give that, and it's all connected because it's just separate letters.
That's just separate.
That's not the full paper. That's not the case. Yeah, that'd be great.
That would work
fine.
So that's maybe that.
No,
it's not.
But it's not because it's not cut out. Because it's not cut out.
Because it's not cut out.
Answer your question. Yeah.
How can we say that it's
that she's getting the value of the ksuba in the first place, because like as long as it's not based on because the ball will die, as long as she's alive, keep the what about a star raya, and
she can write it. She can go to Bezdin and she'll get a silver. She can get a star raya. She doesn't need to hold on to the yet. She can do it. She can melt it. She can make it into a paper airplane. She can do whatever she wants. Okay, Vayter and Shas. Okay, Rabosai, now I want to open up the Rashba and dig deep in the Rashba. Okay, that's the agenda. Okay, we're going to spend 15 minutes digging deep in the Rashba, really understanding this Rashba to its core, because there's a lot going on in this Rashba, and it will take us into what might be a Shas topic. A Shas topic, so I just want to introduce to you. So open up the Rashba, please. And the Rashba, again, I think is very, very significant. Says the Rashba, Amar Lay. So the man says, the din is, Niskabla Gita v'Niskabla Ksuvasa. Says the Rashba, Tzmi Ali. Heyach Efsha Lomar Kain. How could it be good? The Kevin de Nosla Gufa Shaltas L'Ksuvasa. Habale Pore Ba'avir Ukekushyasa de Rav. Okay, so that's the problem the Rashba raises. Why is it not a case of Osios Porchos Ba'avir? V'nire Li. The Kevin de Amar Lahaki. Since he told her, I'm giving you the get and the ksuva, the he kabalaso, and she received it as such, havale ka'omerla hiskabli gitech umachale ksuvasech. It's as if she was mocheles on the ksuva. So what is she getting? She's getting only the get. She's getting, therefore, the osios are what? Are anchored. She's getting the value of her ksuba. She's not getting this tas betoras ksuba. And everything is great. And then the Rashba, he could have stopped there and I would have been satisfied. But the Rashba continues. Ukeinyan sha'amru beperakama de kiddush. Like we learn in the first parak of kiddush. What's the case over there? Unclear what the case is. Very unclear what the case is. But I'm going to lay out the Gemara for you, and then we're going to see what the Rashba says, and then we're going to... You ready? Undivided attention. So the case is as follows. Hand down. Kinsi Sela Ze. Take this Sela. Take this sum of money. Shani Chayev L'chi. That I owe you. So the husband, the man, owes the wife $100. And he says, take this $100 that I owe you. V'chazar v'amar. And then he pauses and says, you know what? Hiskatshi libo. Marry me with this $100. L'chi, to you. Female to you. Mikudeshes. It's a good kiddush. Now, what exactly happened over here? What exactly happened? Did he give her the money? Did he not give her the money? Like, when did he give her the money? Did he pay back the debt? Like, when did this all happen? So the Rashba explains here in three words. Kepishib Rashi Shav. Go see what I said in Kiddushin. What happened is, demochala chova, ve'en a chazara, ve'gova mimena. Meaning what? How much does he owe her? He owes her $100. How much is he giving her? $100. Says the Rashba, you're not allowed to double dip. You cannot commingle. So what's really happening over here? She's mocheles. On what? She's mocheles on the chov.
She's not really.
She's mocheles on the chov. She's accepting the kesef exclusively as what? Kiddushin. As kesef kiddushin. And she's also made whole. Because how much is she owed?
Nothing.
She's owed 100. She was owed 100. So at the end of the day, she's made whole. But fundamentally, legally, halachically, she's what? She's mocheles on the chov, and therefore mikudeshes. Rabosai, what is the nugget that we take away from the Rashba? What is the nugget from the Rashba? Yes.
So, but in the case of kedushin,
give me a nugget. Just give me a legal principle.
The similarity between.
Give me the legal principle. What is the principle?
Oh, giving the chov by the ksuba.
What is the principle?
You can't do duality.
You can't double, right. You can't intermingle. You can't have dualities. You must have singularity of transaction. And therefore, when you have a get ksuva compound, you must isolate one of the elements, create pristine get, and then it works. Sort of. Yes, and that makes it more palatable to you. Similarly, by kiddushin, this cash money is commingled as piron chov and as kiddushin. So what do we have to do? We have to isolate kiddushin. How do we do that? By creating a mechilas chov. She's mocheles on the chov, and now this is pure kiddushin. Now, and that's the principle of this Rashba, and it's found where? It's found both in Kiddushin and he says the same exact idea is found in Kiddushin. And if you look at your Marmakomo sheets, so the Rashba in the piece that I gave you, it's a long piece, but if you, meaning it's much longer than what I gave you. I just gave you a snippet of it. But in the towards the end, he says the same basic idea is he gives her the money. Here, look at about five lines up from the 3a. V'hadik tani chazar. When it says in the Gemara, chazar v'omar le, hiskachli bo, lav chazar min apiron ka'omar, ela chazar ledaber imo. He came back to talk to her again. He says, wait a second. I don't want you to take this money as a piron. Let's talk. I want you to marry me. And what did he say? He came back and said, v'omar la, hiskachli bo. And Mashma de bechazaroso bilvad hu mekacha, they came into Ishtika, and she just accepted the money and is silent, and is gentlemen, kevan de Ishtika oduye modile the achule achilte. What does achule achilte mean? She's my ulefi perize evshad afilo amalali piron the chazar amalali piron elashem kedushin the kibalte. The istika mikudeshes. In other words, mechila. Okay? I just want to argue. Make a suggestion. Okay? I want to make a suggestion. The Rashba, basically what he said in Gerishin, he is now saying is the same exact thing that you find by extended us from Gerishin to... Is that a good extension? Let's, for a minute or two. Gerishin is, there's a requirement to give a what? A document, a star. And the ksuva, there's a requirement to give money. Star, money. And now you have what? A tas that is serving as a document. And you also want it to serve as... money, says the Rashba, no go. You can't do it because it's either a document or it's money. And I can't commingle. It can't be both. It's one or the other. Choose. What about there's something called Kesef Kiddushin and there's something called Kesef Piraon. There's Kesef Kiddushin. And there is Kesef Piron. Payback. Can you commingle double dip? So the Rashba says?
No.
Absolutely not. I'm saying. Wait a second. Now let's take a look at a few marmakomos. A very, very famous bit of information I'm about to give you. Famous information. Please open up Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is found in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Mekach Umemka. This is very famous. When you learn about Sekhs Kiddushin, you'll be all over this. Taz and Sma. Here's the famous. Okay. Rabosai, if you want to be Kone, let's say I want to buy a house. Let's say I want to buy a car, a yacht. Can I use Kesef?
Yes.
How much Kesef do I have to use to make a Kinyan Kesef? So Mechaber says, Bakesef Ketzad, Mochalo Bayis of Sodeh. You want to buy a house or a Sodeh, but not Kesef Shaveh Pruta? Kana. So you're buying a $13 million mansion, and you give the owner a pruta, kana. So comes along the sma. And the sma says, kesef, kinyan kesef, who's a down payment? It's a down payment. It is fundamentally, listen to the words, it's kesef piron. When you do a kinyan kesef, it's fundamentally a barter transaction. It's value for value. You're kone with a shave pruta. You're right. But what, you don't think the guy with the $13 million mansion is not going to want the other $12.9 million? And you're going to pay that. But this is just the first step. It's the Kenyan step. It's the Kenyan step. But everything else is coming. Look inside. Look inside at the sma. This, we heard you. We heard you. You don't have to repeat it. This is the sma. Va'ayri davka b'shnas la'asav pruta al dmei piro. V'hashar zokap alav b'malva. The rest is on credit. Olo ayel v'nafik azuze. V'al derech shiz v'abesim in zebesiv yud. V'kitzer kam. Or, you talk about a case where you're only buying something that's worth a pruta. And that's what the machaber means. It's only a pruta. Aval ein loma delo ayri kam b'keshnos b'shul shiva amekam. You're paying for the worth of the mecha. Now, sometimes you get a deal. Sometimes you're going to buy something that's worth five prutos, and you pay a pruta for it. Sometimes you get a deal. But fundamentally, what is the pruta? What is the pruta? No, what I'm saying is, let's say it's worth 10 prutos. 10 prutos, and you're only paying one. It's not symbolic. It is, you got a deal. Sometimes you get a deal. But you're paying value for value. And what is the minimum amount of value? A shave pruta. And that is the kinyan, that is the sma. In other words, what the pruta does is it says, now we are both bound, and we cannot do what? We cannot retract. We're in it. And now I got to pay the rest of the money when it comes due, etc. How do we know kinyan kesef on both sides? Where do we learn kinyan kesef from? We learn it from stay Ephraim, not kicha. One kicha from stay Ephraim. What did Avram do? He bought land. Marasma Bela. How much did he pay for it? Value! He paid kesef value, full value. That's what kinyan kesef is. That's the smut. What does the Taz say? Look at the Taz. Rabosai. This is very important, both hashkafically and halachically. You're all going to get married, Be'ez Hashem. Yeah. And you're going to give your wife under the ring, under the chuppah, you're going to give her a shave pruta. You're going to give her a ring, which is kesef kiddush. How much is your wife worth? No prutas in the world are enough to acquire. Says the Taz, that's the raya. That kesef kinyan is not an issue of a barter of value for value. It is a symbolic maisa kinyan. It establishes a halachic meeting of the minds. It's not the pshat that you're buying your wife, Rachman. You are being kaina as a symbolic maisa kinyan, which solemnizes and formalizes the ishus relationship. Says the Taz, look inside. He quotes the sma. I don't understand it. You're not buying her for what? For value. It's not a value transaction. What's the nature of kinyan kesef? It's a formal maisa. It's a formal maisa. So perhaps, based on this discussion of the Taz and the Sma, how we view, what's their machlokas fundamentally? How do we view kinyan kesef? Do we view kinyan kesef as a formal maisa kinyan or as a barter, as a kind of barter, value for value? as a purchase, what you call a purchase. Is it purchase, that's a sma, or is it a formal maisa kinyan? And says the Taz, the best proof I can give you that kinyan kesef is not a purchase is what? Ishus. So what I would perhaps argue, I'm going to say a little different than what you thought I was going to say. When it comes to the get scenario, he's giving her a get, and he's giving her a ksuv. Says the Rashba, that's too entangled. That's too, you need clarity. And therefore, the giving has to be what? Identify it. And therefore, you have to argue, no, he's only giving her a get, and she's machel ksuv. Perhaps when it comes to Kiddush, this entanglement...
You're getting entangled in the first place.
No, because the Kesef Kiddushin and the Kesef Piraon have nothing to do with each other. They are not entangled. Why are they not entangled? Because Kesef Kiddushin is not really money. It's not money. According to? It's not money. What is it? It's a, you know what I'm going to call it? Just to make it easy to understand. It's silver. It's
insane.
A delivery of silver. It's meaning it's not money. It's not being given as a purchase item. And then there's Kesef Piron. You know what Kesef Piron is? That's money. That's currency. And therefore, inherently, there's no entanglement. And as such, who says that one sugya is definitely an outflow of the other? And in fact, are there other ways of learning that Gemara in Kiddushin? Absolutely. That's the long Rashi quotes one way and another way. So I'm suggesting that maybe, again, the Rashi is putting them both all together. Perhaps the Rashi understands like who? Like the Sma. If you learn like the Sma, then it's very entangled. It's Kesef Piron and it's Kesef Kiddushin. It's all the same thing. You have to create clarity. But according to Taz, there's inherent clarity created because the Kesef Kiddushin is fundamentally different than the Kesef Piraon. And that is what I wanted to share on this Rashba. And Mir Hashem, Machar, we will go weiter in an excellent day.
It's like a break to get
into the Hebrew.
What?
We need like, it's a few stop and just get in the game.